Scooters Trucking in El Rosa is your trucking service for all your grain and feed hauling. Give Scott Linares a call to set up your trucking for grain and feed. Phone him at 320-250-4527. That's 320-250-4527. Scooters Trucking in El Rosa. Scooters Trucking wishes the very best to all the area teams and the El Rosa Saints.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Region 15C Baseball on KASM, brought to you by the Greenwell Pub, El Rosa Green and Feed. That's Donnie's favorite brother-in-law. That's part of Spring Hill, Falcon National Bank. The Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry. I saw Cindy up in the stands from Sportsman's, Stony Creek Dairy, St. Martin National Bank, and Insurance Agency. Cutzer Excavating in Albany, Virgil's Big Arena, just south of Farmingham, Kramer Lumber, True Value of Melrose, Land O'Lakes of Melrose, Scooters Trucking, Leo's Auto Body and Glass in Farming, Notch Manufacturing of Lake Henry, Gilk Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, LLC of Richmond, Albany Mutual Telephone, and Rambo Incorporated are some of our Region 15C sponsors. You got a lot of brother-in-laws, so you got to kind of be careful there, right? You don't have a lot of brother-in-laws? Well, you got a few, though.
Yeah. Tim's got the elevator, and the other one's got the farm, and I do a little farming with Terry, so.
Yeah, and then you got a brother-in-law on the other side.
Oh, yeah. He's got a big farm.
He's got a big farm.
He doesn't want me in that nice equipment, though.
At the plate, Matt Schmitz. Carter Wessel delivers. A count, 2-1 to Matt Schmitz. It'll be Schmitz, Cody Eichers, Ethan Bullock here in the third inning for El Rosa. They lead 1-0. Ball tip into the mitt of Shane Campson, and the count 2-2. Here's a line drive right to Josh Campson at first. He makes the catch for the out. One out. No, and hits like that. Schmitz is coming back to the dugout, just shaking his head.
What do I got to do?
Yeah, right? Hit it well. Hit it well, right?
Keep doing it.
Cody Eichers at the plate. He bounced in to a fielder's choice back in the first inning. A ground ball to Jason Campson. And Eichers follows this one up in the count 0-2 to Cody. No balls, two strikes, one out, no one on. Eichers pops this one up foul and out of play. Counted 0-2 yet. Cody started his amateur career at Spring Hill, went to El Rosa. Turned into the Saints catcher here. One ball, two strikes. Carter Wessel's breaking ball a little bit high and 2-2. 2 balls, two strikes. And a swing and a miss. Eichers is out on strikes. So 2 outs. That'll bring Ethan Bolt to the plate.
Throwing some nice pitches, isn't he?
He is.
High speed.
Of course, this game, just like the Richmond-St. Martin game, the winner will play next Friday night. And by winning today, you qualify for the state tournament. You can do no worse than being the third seed out of this region. There's a strike call to Ethan Bolt and 0-2.
Bottom bracket, they got a little bit of work to do when they get into that one.
Wessel misses with that pitch a little high and away in the count at 1-2. Carter Wessel's pitch, and both will follow this one back and out of play. The count at 1-2 yet. A.J. Hadley doing some coaching over in that third base coach box. Player manager and both swings and misses. He's out on strikes, and that'll do it for the Saints here in the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We play three, El Rosa one, Lake Henry nothing. More Region 15C baseball action in a minute on KASN.
Summer travel season is in full swing. Hi, everyone. This is Bruce from Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Help keep your vehicle running in top shape with up to $20 off spark plug replacement or $5 off an air filter with the purchase of a complete oil change. Stop in or give us a call to schedule your appointment today at 320-845-6723 and mention you heard this ad. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com.
The season finale of your favorite show is on TV tonight. You forgot to hit record on your DVR and you've already left the house for work. Maybe you forgot to DVR the big ball game that's on TV tonight, but you just dropped the kids off at school. Or your favorite TV series is airing at another time than it's normally scheduled on your DVR. No problem. With the Manage My TV app from Albany Mutual Telephone, you can manage your TV recording from your smartphone. You won't miss a thing. The best part, it's free with your digital TV service. Call us today, 320-845-2101.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Region 15C sponsors Corky's Bar and Grill in Richmond, Audi Chrysler Center, BNS Excavating of Belgrade, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in Sauk Center, New Munich and Long Prairie, Gilliland Chevrolet of St. Cloud, North American Insurance Agency, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, North American State Bank of Belgrade, El Rosa and Wilmer, and Central Minnesota Insurance Agency in Painesville. Jason Campson leading off the fourth for Lake Henry. First pitch, a strike. Aaron Bolt's pitch to Jason a little bit low in the count. One ball, one strike. Jason was at the plate last inning when Shane was cut down trying to steal second. Fly ball down the right field line. This one's headed foul. Chased there by Derek Wiener. Started out there. Like it was going to stay a lot closer than what it did. Boy, there's hardly any breeze anymore, is there? Not much. Not a whole lot. Although, look at the flag gone, and then look at that tree way beyond the flag, and you can see that thing moving through the sky, that last one way in the
sky. Yeah, I can see that.
So there is some movement, but just not in the park here. Here's a ground ball to Schmitz at short. He bobbles it once, bobbles it twice, and
on that second hop in between there.
Yep, that little middle hop.
Eat him up.
So an error on Schmitz at short will put Jason Campson on, leadoff man here in the fourth, and Aaron Sabalka to the plate. Aaron, when we talk pine tar, look at that bat.
Yeah.
That bat is pine tarred.
George Brett.
Aaron puts a beautiful bunt down the third baseline. Keebler forced to field it, throws to first. Ethan Bode has to come off the bag just to knock it down, and that's going to be an infield single for Aaron Sabalco. What a good bunt.
Died it right in the grass. E5.
Oh,
boy.
I don't know. That one, Sabalco would have beat out, I think. But they're giving him an air over at third. So back-to-back errors brings Josh Campson to the plate. And the breaking ball a little bit inside to Josh and 1-0. So potentially big inning here for Lake Henry. They trail 1-0 in the fourth. Yeah, Aaron Vogt delivers, and Campson follows this one over the road and into the field.
I got that moving car. I wonder what that feel like, huh?
Running that would not feel ball. Good. Not feel good, no? One ball, one strike to Josh Campson. He's 1-for-1 today at a single to right field in his only at-bat. Campson, that's Jason at second, Aaron Sabalco at first. Aaron Vogt's pitch, a ground ball up the middle. Schmitz. The second for one, the relay, double clutch by Jackson Peters, so no throw. Campson is safe at first, and now first and third for the Lakers.
They had a heck of a time getting Josh on that again, wouldn't they? If they had a chance? It'd have been close.
I don't know. It'd have been close.
moves down the line.
Josh Campson becomes the base runner. Aaron Sedalka forced out. One out. Over to third goes Jason Campson. Here's Nick Dingman. Nick one for one today. He had a bloop single, and his only at bat takes a strike, called 0-1. Well, it's one strike. Aaron Vogt kicks, delivers. Dingman, a drive to right field. That's a base hit. It'll score Campson, and we're knotted at 1-1. Josh Campson had a wait, so he wasn't hit by that ball. Dingman is 2-for-2.
Sure giving them that big hole over there between first and second, though, aren't they? Haven't seen them close that up at all yet. And that's where he likes to go. I know they don't do its the scouting report on Nick with Peter play him that way a little bit.
Here's Adam Yeager. Pitched Yeager is low for a ball, 1-0. Still first and second for the Lakers with one out here in the fourth inning, a 1-1 ball game. Lake Henry with five hits off of Aaron Vogt. And a ground ball to second. Jackson Peter goes to his shortstop, Matt Schmitz, for one, and that's all they're going to get. That force out again of Nick Dingman. So a force out. Yeager becomes the base runner. And Josh Campson over to third. The Lakers, with one hit in the inning, two runners have reached because of the errors. And here's Grant Ludwig. He struck out in his last at-bat. Ludwig takes low for ball, 1-0. Second ball game here today. Earlier, Richmond beat St. Martin 6-3. If you're just joining us.
Spring Hill Farming will be coming up next.
Ludwig trying to time that breaking ball and fouled it off at the plate. Count one ball, one strike. You know, that's a pitch he struck out on in his first at-bat, that breaking ball. And a little different to swing at than a fastball, isn't it? Both take some time, delivers, and pitch missing inside. Another breaking ball from Aaron Vogt. And the count at two balls and a strike.
Like that was close too, didn't it?
Certainly did. 2-1. Kick the pitch. Ludwig will follow that one to the backstop. And 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Yeager at first, Josh Campson at third. Aaron Vogt ready. Pitch that bounces up to the plate. Nice stop by Cody Eichers. Boy, that pitch, you know, Don, Cody just dropped to his knees.
Yeah, I see Yeager at first base. I think he could have taken second on that.
They're pretty much giving him that, aren't they?
They are.
It's a good lead at first. The count full 3-2. Well, he'll be off here. Aaron Vogt's pitch, and Ludwig drives it to center field. Lots of room for Kevin Kiefler. He'll grab it for the out, and that'll do it for Lake Henry in the fourth. They get the equalizer, one run on one hit, two errors, and two left on after 3.5. Lake Henry won, and El Rosa won. It's Region 15 seed baseball action on KASM. We're back in a minute.
Lake Henry Implement wishes the best to all the area teams in this year's tournament. You can find the most efficient and advanced tractors in the industry at Lake Henry Implement, along with top-quality service. Stop in and check the lot of equipment. Massey Ferguson, Heston, H&S, along with tillage equipment, skid loaders, manure spreaders, and mowers for your lawn. The savings are huge and are waiting for you with every purchase at Lake Henry Implement. Stop in and see for yourself what they all have for your farming needs. Lake Henry Implement, located on Highway 4 north of Lake Henry.
If you are driving a vehicle that's dented and banged up, maybe it's time to give it a facelift and head to Leo's Auto Body and Glass in downtown Farming. Leo has been making his customers' vehicles look like showroom new again for many years. Leo's Auto Body and Glass also does glass replacement and chip repair. Stop by today or give Leo and Jolene a call at 597-3730. That's 597-3730.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
He's Don. I'm Randy. We're the KASM broadcast team bringing you Region 15C baseball action from Farming. Thanks for being with us yesterday and today. We'll be back next Friday night at 8 o'clock at Schlaper Brothers Field as James Kiefler leads off the fourth inning for El Rosa and the first pitch of ball, 1-0.
Two more games that follow this one. Approximately 4 o'clock and 6:30.
Kiefler swings at the high fastball from Carter Wessel, and the count, 1-1.
Spring Hill Farming will be a 4 o'clock game, and New Munich Meyer Grove will be the 6:30 game.
Kiefler launches it to center field. Lots of room for Weston Brinkman as he comes in, makes the catch for the out. Carter Wessel has pitched really, really good.
Yes, he has.
You know, a first inning where he gave up a leadoff single to Kevin Kiefler, but then there was an error made behind him. There was some maybe just not good judgment fielding plays where El Rosa got their first run. And since then, he's walked one man in the second, a 1-2-3 third, and here in the fourth, he gets the first out. Wiener takes a called strike for his first pitch, and then a check swing, strike two and 0-2.
Got him lunging at pitches. Throwing a good breaking ball here.
0-2 the count. Carter Wessel delivers, and wow. Shane Campson wanted that one. Takes that mitt, slams it to the ground.
A tight
Boy,
plate,
that's exactly where he set up. All back and out of play. Count 1-2. Kimball taking on St. Joe over in Region 11C, and it's 2-0 Kimball in the top of the fifth inning, the defending state Class C champs. Line drive by Wiener, foul down the left field line, and the count at 1-2 yet. Kind of ironic that last year's 1-2 teams are playing at the same time this afternoon, isn't it?
Yes. Who's Kimball playing, did you say?
Kimball's playing St. Joe.
St. Joe.
Over in Region 11, seeing Watkins. Pitch inside to Wiener, and the count at 2-2. Brandon Rauke's on deck for El Rosa. Two balls, 2-2. Carter Wessel's curveball on the ground to second. Jason Campson up with it. Over to first, 4-3 in the putout. Do you ever play second?
I did a little bit, not a lot.
You know, it's a different kind of throw because Jason's played short before.
Yes, he has.
You almost have to, like,
gear yourself down a little.
You do.
Yes,
yeah.
You can take your time.
Yeah. Just knowing that position a little bit and playing short, you got time. You can get to maybe a few more balls in the shortstop. Here's Brandon Rauke. The 0-1 pitch to Rauke, called strike two, and 0-2. Carter Wessel going right at Rauke. He's 0-1 today, fly ball to right in his first at bat. Wessel's breaking ball. That nicks his jersey, and so hit by a pitch is Brandon Rauke.
He needs somebody to play second base. It's got a fairly decent arm, though, yet still, because you got to be able to turn that double play, and that's
true.
Kind of a tough deal to do.
That's true.
I know I worked with Jason here a couple of years ago, and Campson, he always come to work every once in a while after he pitched. He said, I said, how was your arm feel today? He said, you know how they all go.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay, but it hurts here and kind of a little bit here. And
pitch inside to Jackson Peter, and the count at 1-0. Okay. Jackson walked in his first at bat. It's a little bit low, and 2-0 to Peter. Balls, no strikes. Rauke leads from first. Peter, ground ball to short. Quade's going to have to charge this one, and that's going to go off the heel of his glove, and Peter's going to be safe, and the Saints have a couple of runners on here. It'll be an error on Quade at short.
You know, you want to make it look easy on a play like that, but that play was not going to be an easy play because it took that next hop. And when you start going like this and you want to do that hop like this, it's not going to work. It's sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. But you get it. If you don't, you don't.
Right. So Austin Imdick, the number 9 hitter, comes to the plate. Austin 0-1 today. Take a ball low, 1-0.
So Carter's doing his job. It's a little bit of defense problems here. That some, like you said, some decisions that are not always the best.
There's a strike right down the middle to Austin Imdick, and the count 1-1 as Kevin Kiefler waits to hit on deck. One ball, one strike, two outs. Breaking ball, missing outside, in the count 2-1. Rosa picking up their run in the first inning. Kevin Kiefler scored that. Lake Henry got their run in the fourth. Jason Campson scoring that. Foul back and out of play by Austin Imdick, and the count at 2 balls and a strike, or 2 balls, 2 strikes now. 2-2. One, two. Carter Wessel ready. Here comes the lefty's pitch. A broken bat. Little soft liner up the middle.
Not going to get him.
They're not going to get anybody. Carter Wessel needed to catch that as Jason Campson came in to field it. And that'll be an infield single for Austin Imdick on the broken bat. And that'll bring Kevin Kiefler to the plate with the bases loaded. This all happened with 2 outs. A hit batter, Brandon Relke, hit by a pitch. Jackson Peter reached on an air by Quaid short. And now Austin Imdick, an infield single. The ball has not got out of the infield yet.
No, it hasn't. Now you're going to start getting a little careful here with Kiefler because he's a very good leadoff hitter here.
Kevin's 1-for-2 today. First pitch of ball. There's a strike, a fastball, and 1-1. 1-1. Carter Wessel continues to work from the stretch. Curveball. Kiefler beats it foul down the third baseline. And the count at 1-2. Looks like, is it Ryan Ohmscheid maybe running for Relke? I think Ohmscheid's running over there.
Number 6. Yes, it is Ryan Ohmscheid.
Running for Brandon Relke. The pitch, a curveball, again, foul by Kevin Kiefler. The count stays 1-2.
What time waiting for that curveball, isn't it? It's breaking, though. He's got a good breaking curveball.
1-2. Kiefler leads it off for Al Rosa. Matt Schmitz waiting on deck. Base is loaded. 1-1 game. Kiefler swings and misses at that high fastball. And he is out on strikes. That'll do it for El Rosa in the fourth. No runs, one hit, one error, and 3 left on. After 4 innings, Lake Henry won, El Rosa won. Region 15C baseball action. We're back in a minute.
There's only one place to go when you need to fill up, your hometown Senex store. Whether you're filling up with gasoline or with beverages and snacks, you can be sure you'll get helpful, energetic service. That's because Senex stores are locally owned, with a long tradition of serving communities in this part of the country. And they sell high-quality gasoline and diesel fuels that you can depend on. Senex, our energy comes through. Stop it at QPC Store. And for bulk delivery, call Meyer Grove Co-op, 320-987-3297.
St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency look forward to providing their customers with that great old-fashioned service you've come to expect. Looking for answers to financial questions? Stop and talk with Joel Schmitz and he'll be happy to lend you good sound advice. For insurance, stop in and see Sue Meyer and Kelly Lauer. They'll be more than happy to review your current policies to make sure you're fully covered. Swing in and visit the professionals at St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency today.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Top of the fifth inning, Weston Brinkman will lead it off for Lake Henry, a 1-1 ball game. Aaron Boat on the mound for Al Rosa. His pitch is high to Brinkman, and 1-0 will get him a little activity. We're in Lake Henry's bullpen.
Jason Campson getting loose.
Brinkman a ground ball to Peter at short. For the first, 4-3 in the putout.
Well, I wouldn't think, you know, as a 17-year-old, you'd want to extend him out more than a couple, 5-6 innings, would you? I think I'd be careful with him yet. Young arm. Throws a lot of breaking balls, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. Shane Campson to the plate. 2-for-2 for Shane today. As our Albany and Richmond A&W player of the game yesterday. Pitch is low for a ball, 1-0. Cody Eichers sets up down low, and Campson a fly ball to right field. Coming in is Wiener. He'll make the catch for the second out.
I noticed that Adam Yeager caught a little bit during the season. Imagine they give him Shane a little rest with some of his. He's got a little bit of leg problems every once in a while, hamstring, you know, last year I noticed that. And I think they wanted to give him a little time off from behind the plate, and give him a little rest so they'd be fresh for that regions, even on the state run if they go.
Matt Quaid to the plate, man 0-for-2 today. It's a chopper up the middle. Schmitz has it behind second. Strong throw to first. In time to get Quaid, and the Lakers go quickly here in the fifth. Nothing across. No runs, no hits, no errors. No one left on. 4.5. Lake Henry 1 and Al Rosa 1. Region 15 State Baseball. Back in a minute.
Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie. American staples and supported by Painesville Farmers Union, a locally owned and operated co-op. Farmers, now is a great time to fill your diesel barrels and LP corn dryer tanks in preparation for the fall harvest, along with giving the experts like John, Lauren, Nathan, and Chad a call to do some crop scouting for soybean aphids and other pests. Phone 800-232-4265. Good luck to all teams participating in this year's Region 15 Seed Tournament from Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
Worms Lumber and Ready Mix has concrete plants located at New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie to serve you better. They have the concrete for your farm, home, or business. From concrete bunks, concrete for your home, and everything in between, they'll get the job done right for you. No job is too big or too small. Phone 320-837-5288 or check them online at www.wormsreadymix.com. When it comes to concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Bottom of five, 1-1, Lake Henry and Al Rosa here in Region 15C. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you.
Kelly, you got a good game going here, Randy. 1-1, one run, six hits, two errors for Lake Henry. One run, three hits, two errors for Al Rosa.
Matt Schmitz, the leadoff hitter for Al Rosa. Facing Carter Wessel, and the first pitch from Carter is a strike in 0-1. Wessel delivers, and a swing and a miss by Schmidt, strike two. And Schmidt is out on three straight, a swing and a miss. And one out.
Good fastball by Carter Wessel.
Catcher, number 11, Cody Eichers.
Bring Cody Eichers to the plate. Well, he so far today is 0-for-2. Yeah, it's Carter Wessel's pitch. A little bit high for a ball. 1-0. Cody was swinging for the downs there. And one ball, one strike. Fly ball to center field. Brinkman back. Brinkman by the fence. Brinkman reaches up and it's gone. Cody Eichers gives Al Rosa a 2-1 lead, a solo home run to straightaway center.
I think Carey didn't it. Hit good, carried. Brinkman maybe had a chance at it yet, didn't you?
Weston climbing that fence, and boy, it looked like he might have a chance. So, a solo shot for Cody Eichers. And 2-1 as Ethan Bote steps up to the plate. And the pitch to Ethan, swing and miss, strike one. Ethan will follow it back and out of play. And a count 0-2.
Looks like Eichers pretty much the only guy that really looks comfortable against Carter Wessel. The rest of the guys are reaching and trying to check swing on some of the curveballs.
Ethan, 1-for-2 today, takes a ball in the count, 1-ball, 2-strikes. And Bote will follow it back to the netting, and the count at 1-2 yet. 1-ball, 2-strikes. One out, no one on, and Bote with a count of 1-ball and 2-strikes. Carter Wessel kicks and delivers. A little bit low in the count, 2-2. And a swing and a miss. The Bote is out on strikes.
Wow. Nice pitch by Carter Wessel. Again, kept it away from Ethan Bote. Doing a good job on the mound against these high potent offense here.
There's James Kiepler. So far today, James 0-for-2. Take a strike in 0-1. Pitch is a little bit outside from Carter and the count 1-1. Wessel delivers inside, 1-2. 2-ball, 1-strike. A swing and a miss by Kiepler, strike two. Boy, he was behind on that pitch. 2-2 the count. Weston Brinkman, actually make it Carter Wessel, delivers, and a swing and a miss by James Kiepler. He's out on strike, and that'll do it for the Saints here in the fifth. They come up with a run, a go-ahead run, a home run by Cody Eichers. One run, one hit, no errors, and no one left on base. Wessel strikes out the side, but the Saints take the lead. We're back in a minute here on KASM.
For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call, serving Painesville and the surrounding area. They specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55, northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams.
It's a new era. The things you love about Falcon National Bank are getting even better, stronger together. With 5 convenient branch locations, Falcon National Bank offers expanded products and services with greater efficiencies across all branches. Take advantage of mobile deposits, online banking, person-to-person transfers, consumer and commercial loans, SBA preferred lending status, and the best digital security available. It's a new era in community banking, and we think you'll like the differences at Falcon National Bank in St. Cloud, Foley, Hamlake, Isanti, and Richmond. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Jason Kamson will lead off the sixth for Lake Henry and bounces back to Aaron Bote on the mound. 1-3 in the foot out of Jason. Don Heinen is like one of them big, cuddly white kitties that you see at home licking himself. Got cheese sauce all over as this is a drive by Sabalco. That's going to go one hop off the right center field fence, and Aaron Sabalco in with a stand-up double here in the sixth. Wow.
That went a long way.
A shot by Sabalco off of Aaron Bote.
Right fielder Derek Wiener looked like he got his foot caught underneath that fence.
Oh, really?
Oh. It did. He's coming up limping a little bit.
tweaked it a little. Here's Josh Campson. Josh, one for two today. Breaking ball from Bullitt to low for a ball, 1-0. 2-1, El Rosa has taken the lead back with a run in the bottom of the fifth, but Lake Henry, they're not done. They have a runner at second with one out. Campson drives it to right field. Wiener giving chase, and a dive by Wiener to make the catch. That's at least a double by Josh if it gets by Wiener.
At least.
He dove, made the catch out in right field. Wow.
Yeah, he doesn't make that on the dive. I think Josh, if his ankle isn't bothering him too bad, he's got a triple on that.
Aaron Sabelka was halfway to third because he thought that was by Wiener, and then he couldn't even tag on the play because he had to go back. Here's Nick Dingman. Nick's two for two today. Two outs, one on for Lake Henry here in the sixth. Aaron Vogt looks back to second, and Dingman will take a ball. That's going to bounce away from Cody Eichers. It bounces right off the plate. Cody not able to get a glove on it. So on the third goes Sabalco. So with the count of 2-0 to Dingman, Don, they close up that right side hole now.
Oh, they did.
Jackson Peter has slid over. But the hole is up the middle now. Big hole up the middle. 2-0 the count. Pitch to Dingman. Here's a shot to Peter at second. He played him perfect. The one hopper hands the throw to first, 4-3 in the putout. And that will get Nick Dingman and the Lakers here in the sixth. No runs, a hit, no errors. One left on. We have played 5.5. It's El Rosa 2, Lake Henry 1. More baseball coming up in a minute on KAFN.
Are you in need of excavating work? Then you need to call Chris at Kutzer Excavating. Serving the local area since 1996. They're licensed, bonded, and insured, and can get the job done right for you. From commercial to ag and residential, you can depend on Kutzer Excavating. They handle water, septic systems, site prep, driveways, Class 5, basements, dozer and backhoe, demolition, and so much more. They're available for you. Give Chris a call at 320-980-0015. Kutzer Excavating, serving the local area.
North American Insurance Agency and Grinnell Mutual are changing to serve you better because everything we do serves a single purpose, to keep the promise to take care of our customers today, tomorrow, and into the future. As we grow and innovate, that will never change. With Grinnell Mutual Insurance, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Holly Breitbach, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 877-254-3191 today.
Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
To the bottom of the sixth inning, Derek Wiener's going to lead it off for El Rosa. Wiener, you can see on that right leg of his, they like that got caught underneath that fence. Some grass stains there, and he's still trying to shake out maybe
he tweaked it a little bit, I think
the tweaking, but then he goes and makes that Superman catch after that.
I think he deked him a little bit.
Yeah. Fouled out of play. 1-0. Bouncer back to Wessel on the mound. He'll throw to first. 1-3 in the putout of Derek Wiener. One down, and Brandon Relke to the plate. Brandon 0 for 1 today, was hit by a pitch in his last at-bat. We have had the hazy sunshine most of the day today as Relke fouls his back and out of play. So very enjoyable watching a ball game today.
I think it's a good thing there is a little hazy sun, because I think if the sun would be out full force, it would be pretty warm out here.
Yes, it would.
It's like 83 degrees, so.
Oh, on the count to Relke. He'll take outside in the count, one ball, one strike. Jackson Peter on deck. It's a little bit low for a ball and 2-1.
I think they're hoping they can get six good innings out of Wessels here.
Rauke drives it to straightaway center field. Here's Weston Brinkman making the catch out in center field for the out. Two outs. And Jackson Peter to the plate. Weston came in and made that catch and just about overran it, jumping at the last minute. Jackson takes the ball, 1-0. He is 0-for-1 today with a walk, reached on an error in his last at-bat, and the pitch is high from Carter Wessel, and 2-0. There's a strike called and 2-1. Spring Hill taking on Farming. That's our next game. I see some of the Chargers showing up. Peter will follow this one back and out of play in the count at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Austin Imdick on deck.